We will open with the Earth Day presentation of Allen Ginsberg.
Friday the 13th. Can you hear language clearly in the back? I'll speak as clearly, slowly as I can. Friday the 13th, 1970, March. Bomb blasts rip newspaper gray air over Manhattan's midday air spires. Plane roar over cloud. Sunlight on blue fleece mist. I travel to die. Fellow passengers, silk dress and cocktails burn oil, New York to Chicago, blasting the sky with big business, billion-bodied poetry commerce. All revolution and consumption, manufacture and communication, bomb burst, vegetable pie, rubber donut sex accessory, and brilliant TV jet plane CIA joke exorcism fart mantra, or electronic war Laos to AID Gestapo training in Santo Domingo, equally massacre grass, exhaust flower power in coal factories, smoke dust. How beautiful snow fields, earth floored below cloud holes. As I pass apocalyptic mission, winging death delivering earth doom, prayer thought over burning air roads, smog through heavens toward Illinois. What right have I to eat petrol? Gun and metal from Earth Heart. What right have I to burn gas in air? Screech over ground, rubber-tired round midnight stoplight corners in Peoria, Fort Wayne, Philadelphia, Ames? What prayer restore freshness to meadows? Soil to cindered city acres, hemlock to rusty hillsides, transparency to Delaware stream bed, bird song to Gettysburg, blue whale multitudes to coral gulfs. What mantra bring back my mother from the madhouse? Bring Private Brakefield back from Leavenworth. Bring Neil from the streets of Hades. Bring junkies back from the guns of narco junk pushers. Bring Black Panthers back from white police coffins and concrete. Bring Leary back from the bring down iron cell. Release conspirators from breathing together under the FBI mafia microphones. Bring grape workers from tyranny of insecticide farm capitalism. Bring drafted boys from the armed hearts of their own fathers. What mantra bring back American Indians to their own great grassy plains? Bring back Hampton, bring back Martin King, gold, murdered, suicided prophets, bring millions back from the war-torn fields of Sheol, where their bodies twitch, arm from leg torn, heartbeat spasmed, brainless in dynamite napalm rubble. Song my to West 11th Street, Manhattan, as war bomb blast fire burns along neck bone fused nations. Hanoi to Chicago, Trudeau to Wall Street, dynamite metastasis cankering human world forms. Banks burn. Boys die bullet-eyed. Bank wife, middle class mothers scream realization. The vast tonnage of napalm rolling down Grand Concourse. fragmentation nails bouncing off Haiphong walls, rattling machine gun down East Halsted, Chicago. The karma of state violence washing terror waves round Earth globe. Back to suburb TV home night kitchens. The image of 3 years ago. Prophetic shriek of electrical screen dots bursting through the bathroom wall. Tile and pipes exploded in New York as on Hanoi's Embassy Street. Quote, Northrop Aviation is favorite in hot bidding on a jet fighter for a fat market overseas, unquote. Business Week, March 7th, 1970. Earth pollution is mind pollution. Consciousness pollution identical with filthy sky. Dirty thoughted usury simultaneous with capitalist metal dust in watercourses. Murder of great and little fish, same as self-besmirchment, masturbatory thought control, mace repression identical with DDT extinction of the bald eagle, mother's milk poisoned as father's thoughts are poisoned, all greed stained over the automobile body designing table. What can poetry do? How flowers survive, how man see right mind, hear his own heart's music, feel cock joys, taste ancient natural grain bread and sweet vegetables, smell his own baby body tender neck skin when 60% of state money goes to heaven on gas clouds burning off war machine smokestacks. When violence floods the state from above, flowery land raised for robot proliferation, metal rooted and asphalted down 6 feet below topsoil. Then when the bomb carrying children graduate from grammar school sex drenched gymnasia, terrified of army finance meat bones, busted by the cops for grassy hair. Who can prophesy peace or vow any futurity for any but armed insects, steel-tipped antennaed metal soldiers porting white egg bombs where genitals were, blue-visored spray bugs, gas mask legions in red brick armory nests, bearded spiders ranged attics and under roofs with homebrew, arsenic, mercury, dung, plastic ready for the queen bee's immolation in Sacramento, Trenton, Phoenix, Miami. The state set off a plague of bullets, bombs, and burning words 2 decades back, and seeded Asia with mind thoughts excreted in Washington's schizophrenic bathrooms. Now the great fear has rolled round the world and washes over newspaper gray air, rolling wave through cloud smog banks in heaven as the gas-burning TWA jet house crashes through sound barriers above Manhattan.
Allen Ginsberg, poet laureate of first the Beat Generation and of the Hip Generation and probably several generations to come. A standing ovation for Allen Ginsberg. Happy Earth Day, Allen.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful,
very happy day, in as much as what's being announced today is the doom of the planet on account of the excess production of robot dung by a criminal conspiracy on the part of automobile manufacturers, mafia, and Pentagon.
You think the people can stop it?
I think it may be irreversible, but what should be announced today is that we may be in an irreversible slide toward destruction of human occupancy of the planet.
Do you think political action or chanting or what can save us?
The only thing that can save it is awareness of the condition. I'd like a massive awareness of the condition of corruption and threat to our own bodies, including the bodies of the people who run the Pentagon, White House, General Motors, and Con Ed.
What do you think is going to happen after Earth Day and the day after that and the day after that?
If it's articulated clearly how definite the threat of Earth doom is, there may be a possibility of a kind of biological awareness and a biological energy taking over and trying to straighten matters out. The most important thing is people stop consuming so much. And the most important thing in terms of economics is that the entire growth economy has got to be stopped because it's a cancer.
What do you do with the people who are now working in the so-called defense industries, the war industries, and who are working, making cars and making chemicals? Where do they work?
They're in the position of junkies who've got a large oil burner habit hooked to their money, their jobs, and their consumption. And probably that's the reason junkies have been so persecuted, because they're a model for the American middle class. The only thing that can stop it is a government shifting all activity over to Earth reconstruction.
Beautiful. There's a nice scent coming our way, not only from your daisy, but there's the sweet smell of grass burning in the background. Do you think there's any contradiction between turning on and fixing up the Earth, working to fixing up the Earth?
I think the old American Indian, Zoroastrian, Shaivite Indian, Central Asian shamanistic connection with earth vegetables as part of like the shamanistic armamentarium of getting high has been a useful catalyst in turning people on to the living nature of the plants around them and their properties. I think the use of peyote and synthetics like LSD, as well as a common use of grass, has been a great asset in sharpening people's perception, reversing conditioning, and making them more aware of the fact that they're on a planet, not in a city.
But at some point, do they come to a stage where they stop turning on, at least with the chemicals, and be able to modalize the energy to fix up the Earth and to change the system?
I don't think there's any contradiction between the prophetic vision derived from use of grass or peyote or Amanita muscaria, fly agaric mushroom, and the particular kind of nature perception necessary to as a compass for reconstructing Earth, because the function of the natural herbs has been to reverse mechanical conditioning or, quote, inhibit conditioned reflexes, unquote, to quote Dr. Hiri Rubicek, 1958, Experimental Psychosis, Prague.
A lot of people have said, particularly people who've been in the peace movement a long time, and we were just talking about this in New York from 14th Street, very close to where you live, that a lot of Madison Avenue types and Johnny-come-lately political types have gotten in on the act on Earth Day because it's safe. President Nixon, by the way, has not officially acknowledged Earth Day having to do with some sort of political thing. Do you doubt any of the motives of the people who are organizing this thing and who are appearing on this program and others, or do you welcome anybody who wants to fix up the Earth?
The very conditions of Earth doom will enforce everybody's seriousness in the short run.
Beautiful. That was Allen Ginsberg, who was sitting in a half-lotus position next to the WBAI position here, encircled by some number of tens of thousands of beautiful people, mostly young, in shirt sleeves and open neck shirts, grooving on the sun and listening to the rock band Tune Up.
And now I'm going to switch back to the podium where Pete Seeger is about to perform. This is WBAR's coverage of Earth Day in New York City at Union Square. Friends, we're here today because we know something's got to be done. Now, words are all right. Words, words, speeches, speeches, songs, songs. But I hope that every single one of us goes home this evening deciding on something we're going to do. 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 Right? I'm here not just by myself, though. I've brought some friends with me. We're going to sing you two or three or four songs, and we're going to ask you to join in on some of them.
He's littering.
Pick up
I
that
don't litter. Know how long we'll be here. I want you to sing your song. I don't know how long we'll be here. That is why I'm looking for a solution to try to put an end to water pollution. I don't know how long we'll be here. Let's try that verse together now. Well, I don't know how long we'll be here. No, no, no. That is why I'm taking a stand, fighting evils all over this land. I don't know how long we'll be here. Yeah. Where rats are eating our little babies every day. That's what happened to polluted society. Rats are eating our little babies every day. But yeah. I go out to try to get fresh air. Then I'm ready for Medicare. I don't know how long we'll be here. Let's try it one more time. Well, I don't know how long we'll be here. A few more years. I don't know. We don't take a stand. Long we'll be here. That is why. Try to get into this water pollution. I don't know how long we'll be here. Clap your hands just a little bit. Oh, I don't know. Ain't got to say how long we'll be here. I really don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Good
job, man. That is why you need to take a stand. There's pollution all over this land. I don't know how long we'll be here. Let's make that call one more time. Oh, I don't know how long we'll be here. Oh, I don't know how long we'll be here. Yeah, no. That is why I'm looking for a solution. How to get rid of this water pollution. I don't know how long we'll be here. I say one more word, say it loud. I don't know how long we'll be here. No, I don't.
Hey, we got a dance.
I don't know how long we'll be here. Yeah. That is why I'm taking a stand. There's pollution all over this land. I don't know how long we'll be here.
That was the Reverend Frederick Douglass Kirkpatrick and Pete Seeger broadcasting live now from Union Square. And apparently they're going to continue with the program. Let's go to Pete Seeger at the podium.
People came down to see this beautiful boat, and they started to realize we got to love our country again, love this river again, instead of throwing all the, let's be frank about what we're throwing it. We're throwing a lot of shit in it. Now that's supposed to be an obscene word, but I don't think that word is half as obscene as what we are doing.
Right.
Now, up and down the Hudson River, there are a lot of conservative little towns. I live in one of them. I do believe the town of Castleton on the Hudson has probably voted Republican every year since Abe Lincoln. But people would come up to me with a worried expression on their face. They say, how much money is it going to cost to clean up the Hudson River? And when I told them the figures, their face would fall. New York State voters agreed to spend $1.7 billion to clean up the Hudson. And now it looks like they're going to have to spend $3 billion. It's a lot of money. That's almost $30 per person in New York State, something like that. People say, where are we going to get that money? And I said, well, everybody's got their opinion. Some people want to raise taxes. Now, as you probably know, Americans spend about $10 billion a year on cigarettes. You could give up cigarettes if you want to get clean water. I'm not sure, though. It's not fair for somebody who doesn't smoke to do that. It's one thing to say that if you don't smoke. How about $15 billion a year on alcohol? Do you want to give that up? I don't know. We got another $9 billion on personal care. That means cosmetics. Do we want to give that up? On the other hand, I say, you know, it's not really fair for me to say that. I don't use that many cosmetics. There is something I'd be willing to give up, though. And I'll sing a song about it. Now, if you don't agree with this song, please do not sing. I'm speaking to all of you here. All I know is at Castleton they sang with me, and at every other Hudson River town. If you disagree with it, keep your mouth closed. But if you agree with me, you can help me out. Just a moment here. We gotta shift gears. There we are. Is this guitar microphone on? I don't hear it. Where is the PA system? We need a microphone on this guitar. There, is it on now? If you love your Uncle Sam, bring him home. Bring them home, support our boys in Vietnam. Bring them home, bring them home. It'll make our general sad, I know. Bring them home, bring them home. They want to tangle with the foe. Bring them home, bring them home. But here is their big palisade. Bring them home. Bring them home. They don't have the right weaponry. Bring them home. Bring them home. The world's got hunger and ignorance. Bring them home. Bring them home. You can't beat that with bombs and guns. Bring them home. Bring them home. So if you look your Uncle Sam, bring them home. Bring them home. Bring 'em home, but I got a right to sing this song.
I will confess, bring 'em home, bring 'em home. I'm not really a pacifist, bring 'em home, bring 'em home. If an army invaded this land of mine, bring 'em home, bring 'em home. You'd find me out on the firing line, bring 'em home, bring 'em home. Even if they brought their planes to bomb, bring 'em home, bring 'em home. Though they brought helicopters and napalm, bring 'em home, bring 'em home. So if you love your Uncle Sam, bring 'em home, support our boys in Vietnam, bring 'em home, bring 'em home. Show these generals their fallacies, bring 'em home. Weaponry, bring 'em home, bring 'em home. The world needs housing, food, and school. Bring 'em home, bring 'em home. Learning a few universal rules. Bring 'em home, bring 'em home. One more time, if you love your Uncle Sam, bring 'em home, bring 'em home. Support our boys in Vietnam.
One thing which the podium mic unfortunately could not pick up is the huge crowd here, perhaps over 10,000 people, easily I think over 10,000 people, clapping and singing along with a great deal of spirit, along with Pete Seeger and the Reverend Frederick Douglass Kirkpatrick. I believe also Pete Seeger is the first to mention the issue of the Vietnam War here from Union Square today. I haven't heard all the speakers, but as far as I know, he is the first. Yays and boos you heard were when Gary Moore attempted to come on to introduce the next guest, and the people here in the crowd wanted to hear Pete Seeger.
Come down to the waterfront when the sloop Clearwater comes by, and we may sing together a song like this.